All right, joining us from the Indianapolis Fire Department is Battalion Chief Rita Wright. Rita, I understand there was a pretty big fire earlier this morning on Indy's east side where a lot of people realized they didn't have a place to come home to. Can you tell us a little bit about what you guys saw when you came on scene?
Yeah, so shortly after 4 o'clock this morning, we were dispatched to an apartment complex on Shortridge Road. They had heavy fire showing from the first and second floor of an 8-unit building. About 25 people were inside that structure, including occupants of the apartment where it actually originated. Everybody got out okay. Everybody is accounted for. However, they are all displaced. So we are working with our IFT Victims Assistance is working with American Red Cross and apartment management to find them shelter. But so investigators have no idea what started the fire. Occupants of the apartment were on scene and talking with investigators. So we'll find out if they're able to come up with anything more at the end of the day. But the crews made an aggressive attack on it and were able to mark it under control in about 35 minutes. But it did affect pretty heavily, 4 units with definite fire. And then the other units were more utility shut off, but they did get some smoke and water damage. So busy morning over there.
So and also, was one person hurt in this too?
Well, we did have one occupant, a civilian female, that asked to be checked out. She walked over to the ambulance crew, the IEMS ambulance crew that was on scene. They checked her out, and she declined to be transported. I don't think that they found anything, but she did want to be checked out. It was just a frantic morning, I think, and maybe, she just needed a little reassurance that she was okay. But, so she started out wanting to be checked out but didn't get transported anywhere.
Whenever people get, basically displaced from a home like this, I know you mentioned you always work with the American Red Cross. Is there anything else that these people go through whenever they lose their home in a fire like this that you think is noteworthy?
Well, it just depends on what the apartment complex requires for them to live there. So a lot of complexes will now require that they have renter's insurance. And if they have renter's insurance, that's, the most helpful, because then the individual insurance agencies can help replace the goods and find them shelter as well. Because the Red Cross, while they do a great job, they only have so many resources and they can only provide shelter for so many days. So it's kind of a three-pronged approach. We'll work with Red Cross and their insurance company, and then also with apartment management to see if there's any other place within the complex that they can be sheltered. So two of the units I know for sure pretty much lost everything. And I don't know if the occupants had insurance or not, but that's kind of apartment complex. Sometimes now it's a requirement that you have to have proof of insurance to even live there.
All right. And you guys, no cause determined yet, right?
Yeah, no cause at all. There was a lot of people who had information, and they were kind of throwing it all at the investigators all at the same time. So that will be part of the investigation, and we'll go from there.
All right. Rita Wright with the Indianapolis Fire Department. Rita, thank you so much.
Thanks, John.